Canto 6, Chapter 6. The Progeny of the Daughters of Daksha. Sri Shuka said, the son of the Prachetas, being pacified by Lord Brahma, thereafter, after he had cursed Narada, begot at his kind request to procreate again, in his wife Asikni, 60 daughters who were all very fond of their father. 10 of them he gave to King Dharma, Yamaraj. Kashyapa he gave 13. 27 were given to the moon god, and Bhuta, Angira, and Krishashva, he gave each 2. The 4 remaining he also gave to Kashyapa. Please hear from me all the different names of these women who, with their many children and descendants, populated the 3 worlds and from whom you and I are stemming. The wives of Yamaraj were Bhanu, Lamba, Kakut, Yami, Vishwa, Sadhya, Marutvati, Vasu, Muhurta, and Sankalpa. Now hear about their sons. From Bhanu, Deva Rishabha was born, and from him was born Indrasena, O king. Vidyolta appeared from Lamba, and from him there appeared the spirits presiding over the clouds. From Kakut, Sankata appeared, and from him there was the son named Kikata, who fathered many protectors of earthly strongholds. Yami gave birth to Svarga, from whose loins Nandi was born. The 10 Vishwadevas were born from Vishwa, but it is said that from them there was no progeny. The Sadhyas, who were born from Sadhya, had one son, Artasiri. Marutvan and Jayanta took birth from Marutvati. Jayanta was an expansion of Vasudeva and is also known as Upendra. From Muhurta, the Mauhurtikas were born, a group of 30 gods who took birth to present the living beings the result of their personal time-bound actions. From Sankalpa, Sankalpa, the deity presiding over one's conviction, was born, and from him Kama, the god of love, appeared. Vasu gave birth to the 8 Vasus. Now listen to their names. Drona, Prana, Dhruva, Arka, Agni, Dosha, Vastu, and Vibhavasu. From Drona's wife, Abhimati, sons appeared like Harsha, Shoka, Baya, and more. Urjasvati, the wife of Prana, gave birth to Saha, Ayus, and Purujava. From Dhruva's wife, Dharani, the various gods ruling over the cities and towns were born. From the wife of Arka, Vasana, there were the sons named Tarsha, and so on, and from Dhara, the wife of the Vasu Agni, there were the sons known as Dravinaka, and so on. Kritika, another wife of Agni, gave birth to Skanda, Kartikeya, whose sons were headed by Vishaka. From Dosha's wife Sharvari, the son Shishumara was born. He was an expansion of the Lord of Time. From Vastu's wife Angirasi, the son Vishwakarma, the great architect, was born, who became the husband of Akriti. From them was born the Manu named Chakshusha, whose sons were the Vishwadevas and Sadhyas. Usha, the wife of Vibhavasu, gave birth to Vyushta, Rochisha, and Atapa. Atapa then fathered Panchayama, the span of the day, who awakens the living beings to engage in material activities. Sarupa, the wife of Bhuta, gave birth to the millions of Rudras headed by Raivata, Aja, Bhava, Bhima, Vama, Ugra, Vrishakapi, Ajaikapat, Ahirbratna, Bahurupa, and Mahan. Their associates, the ghastly ghosts and Vinayakas, a type of demons or goblins, originated from his other wife. Prajapati Angira's wife Svadha accepted the pitas for her sons, and his other wife Sati accepted Atharva Angirasa as her son, who was the fourth Veda, the Atharva Veda in person. The wife of Krishashwa, Archis, gave birth to Dhumaketu, who in Dishana begot the sons Vedashira, Devala, Vayuna, and Manu. Kashyapa, or Tarksha, had four wives, Vinata, Suparna, Kadru, Patangi, and Yamini. From Patangi, the birds originated. From Yamani, the locusts came, and Vinata brought Garuda into existence, the one who is regarded the carrier of Yajna Vishnu, and Anuru, Aruna, the chariot driver of Surya, the god of the sun. From Kadru, there were different kinds of serpents. The wives of the moon god Soma were the goddesses ruling the 27 lunar mansions named Kritika and so on, but, O son of Bharata, because Daksha had cursed him for preferring Rohini, he was pestered by a degenerative disease, consumption, and had no children with any of them. Again pacifying him, Soma, in respect of the division of time, managed to stop the decay, reducing it to the dark fortnight. Now, please take notice of all the names of the wives of Kashyapa, the mothers from whom all the living beings of this entire universe were born. Aditi, Diti, Danu, Kashta, Arishta, Surasa, Ila, Muni, Krodavasha, Tamara, Surabi, Sarama, and Timi. From Timi, the aquatics appeared, and the animals of prey were the children of Sarama. From Surabi, the buffalo found its existence, as also the cows and other animals with cloven hooves, O king. From Tamara, the eagles, the vultures, and so on came into being, and from Muni, there were the different angels. The reptiles, such as the Dandashuka snakes, originated from Krodavasha. From Ila, all the creepers and trees came, and all the evil ones, like the demons and cannibals, were there from Surasa. From Arishta, there were only Gandharvas, and from Kashta, there were the animals whose hooves are not split. From Danu, there were 61 sons born. The ones important are Dvimurda, Shambhara, Arishta, Ayagriva, Vibhavasu, Ayomuka, Shankushira, Sorbhanu, Kapila, Aruna, Puloma, and Vrishaparva, as also Ekrachakra, Anutapana, Dumrakesha, Virupaksha, Viprachiti, and Durjaya. Suprabha, the daughter of Sarbhanu, married Namuchi, but Sharmishta, born from Vrishaparva, went to Yayati, the powerful son of Nahusha. There were four very beautiful daughters of Vaishvanara: Upadanavi, Ayashira, Puloma, and Kalaka. Hiranyaksha married Upadanavi, and Kratu married Ayashira, O king. But when, on the plea of Lord Brahma, the two daughters Puloma and Kalaka of Vaishvanara married to the also mighty Prajapati Kashyapa, the Pauloma and Kalakeya demons were born from them, who were very keen on fighting. When 60,000 of them, headed by Nivatakavacha, constituted a disturbance to the sacrifices in the heavenly places, your grandfather Arjuna single-handedly killed them just to please Indra, O king. From Viprachiti's wife Simika, 101 sons were born, who all obtained a planet of their own. Rahu was the eldest, and the 100 others were called the Ketus. Now hear from me the chronological order of the dynasty that originated from Aditi, wherein Narayana, the one Almighty Lord manifested as a plenary expansion of himself called Vamana. Vivasvan, Aryama, Kusha, and Toshta, followed by Savita, Bhaga, Datta, Vidata, Varuna, Mitra, Shatru, and Urukrama, were her 12 sons, month by month consecutively presiding over the sun. Urukrama is the dwarf incarnation of Vamana. The most fortunate Samgnya gave as the wife of Vivasvan birth to the Manu called Shraddadeva, as also to the twin, the demigod Yamaraj, and his sister Yami, the river Yamuna. She appeared on earth in the form of a mare and gave birth to the Ashvini Kumaras. Chaya, another wife of the sun god, got from him the sons Shanaishchara, Saturn, and Savarnimanu, as also a daughter named Tapati, who selected Samvarana for her husband. Aryama's wife, Matrika, gave birth to many scholarly sons. It was from their talents that Lord Brahma created humanity as we know it. Pusha remained childless, living on dough only. He had broken his teeth because he had shown them when he had to laugh about the anger of Daksha when he insulted Lord Shiva. From the marriage between Toshta and the girl called Rachana, who was a Daitya daughter, the two sons Sannivesha and the very powerful Vishwarupa were born. He, Vishwarupa, was by the god-conscious souls, despite being the son of a daughter of their enemies, accepted as their priest, after they were abandoned by their spiritual master Brihaspati for having disrespected him.